This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The Science Fiction Podcast, with original independent science fiction, written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma, are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and performer, Mike Luoma. I've got Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition for you on this episode. Now, last episode, BC returned to Fortune Station only to discover that the UTZ had followed up on his mission by kicking the Reverend Kim and his followers, the cult, out of the place, kicking them off the station and taking it over. But before BC had too long to think about that, the UIN attack intensified. They were attacking the station, and he and his pilot, well, Richard Wentworth's pilot, really, Drex, had to scramble to find a safe way off of Fortune. Their own small ship just wasn't an option under such heavy fire as the UIN were laying down. So when we left them, they had just snuck on board a troop transport, and that's where we'll pick things up. In Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now, before we get into the chapter, just some book news. I do have a new book out, the new collection, The Adventures of Alibi Jones, The Chronological Omnibus, is out. Everything now, all the short stories and all the novels up to this point are under one cover. $4.99 for the ebook, $24.95 for the paperback. It's like an 820-some-odd page paperback, or maybe 13, 14. Big, thick thing. Big as they make them for print-on-demand, I found out. So that is available now. It is out. You can get both the ebook and the paperback through Amazon, an Amazon exclusive for the time being. But it is available now. The Adventures of Alibi Jones, Chronological Omnibus. It's a pretty book, too. Using some cover art from Misha and Juan Carlos Quatordio. My own design and, you know, put the whole thing together there. Cover it all. And a reminder, too, if you want to help support this podcast, please go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Or go to glowinthedarkradio.com and click where it says link to Patreon. I have three levels of membership where you could support this podcast and maybe get a little something back, too. $2, $5, and $10 per month levels to support Glow in the Dark Radio over at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. All right, we'll get into Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's three apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com, or search for them on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. What a stench! Never realized these troop transports smelled so bad. Seems overcrowded. Of course, we're overcrowding ourselves. But at least we're off Fortune Station. Not so fortunate for the cult. I should have known Peter wouldn't honor my promises. You know, I swear I saw something about bearing false witness somewhere. BC and Drex are crammed in elbow to elbow with about 30 UTZ soldiers in the hold of the UTZ transport ship. They had to find somewhere on the ship to stay for the trip, and this hold seemed as good a place as any. They haven't heard any sounds of battle since leaving Fortune Station. Guess no one's shooting at us for now. Be nice if we're heading for the moon. Beggars can't be choosers, though, huh? Oh, man, again? BC keeps getting pushed into. He holds his ground, but a guy on his right keeps leaning back into him. I hate this. The trooper turns around, finally, and BC catches a hot blast of sour whiskey breath. He's got an almost empty bottle in his right hand.
Hey, sorry, man. Merry fucking Christmas, huh? Fucking Muslims, no respect at all. Oh, wait, you a priest? Oh, shit, sorry, father. Oh, didn't mean to swear in front of a priest. My mom would tan my hide if she heard I did that, even at my age.
He laughs himself silly at his own drunken wit. Christmas? Wow, almost forgotten all the craziness of the last few days. It's actually Christmas already. Jeez, the Cardinal will be pissed I'm not back there helping him. Hey, I'm trying to get there. I suppose I better answer the drunk with the gun.
They never do forget, do they? BC says. They like to remind us by attacking on Christmas. Probably should have seen it coming, huh?
The guy's a little confused.
Huh?
He says. The Christmas massacre? BC prods him. Drex leans over.
BC, don't waste your...
The drunk gets louder, interrupting.
Wait, I remember, like in that movie, right? We starved him on Mars back in the 70s, then we came in and hit him hard. Took back our UTZ stations on Mars. A great victory, right?
Don't think I saw that one, BC says. Probably propaganda. Military training film for the UTZ? It might have been a victory for the UTZ, BC continues, but for the Muslims, it was the Christmas massacre. They thought it was their food transports returning after a year of nothing. Anyone who could get a suit on went to see the landing. They were surrounding the ships. The UTZ commanders on board those food transports kept their ships closed up until a massive crowd had gathered around them. Then the doors opened. Instead of food, the starving crowds found troops firing at them.
Yep, the drunken soldier agrees, then makes a gun with his hand. Whoosh, whoosh.
He slurs the sound of a laser.
Made quick work of them. Glorious victory with few casualties.
Pointless to argue with a drunk, especially one with a gun, let's remember. But I gotta say something. Damn. Not too glorious, mowing down the starving and the weak, women and children, some of them, huh? BC says. Few casualties on our side, but we killed 10,000 people in a matter of hours. Maybe 5,000 in the first few minutes. So, they don't forget. That's all I was saying. The drunk starts to get belligerent.
What the fuck, father? Are you on their side? They're the ones shooting at us out there, in case you forgot.
BC has to laugh. Not at all. Calm down, son. I'm just a man of peace, is all. Trying the paternal touch. Don't think I can sell it, though. Such BS, BC.
Look, it's not funny,
the guy says. Before he can say more, an announcement blares out over the room's comm.
Attention. Attention. Bernard Campion to the bridge. Father Bernard Campion, report to the bridge at once.
A humorless monotone in tones. BC turns to go.
Hey, that's you? You special or something?
The guy asks, reaching for BC's departing shoulder.
BC turns back and grabs the guy's arm on a pressure point. The drunk lets go of BC, drops the bottle from his other hand, and falls to one knee.
Oh, shit, man, that hurt! I was just asking, what kind of priest beats you up anyway?
Drex pipes in.
Oh, I went to Jesuit schools. Trust me, I knew quite a few.
He pulls BC aside and strategically stands up between BC and the drunk getting back on his feet. He speaks low to BC.
What's up?
I don't know, but I better go. They know I'm here, obviously.
Obviously.
Drex agrees.
Well, they had every captain make the same announcement. Now they're waiting to see if and where you show up. It's what I'd do anyways.
Good point, BC has to admit.
I know how they think. I was a UTC grunt for a bit. Anyways.
I'll be back, BC says.
Okay.
Drex shrugs. Now, where's that confounded bridge? BC finds the door he came in through and traces his way up towards what he thinks is the front of the ship. The bridge is near the front, usually, right? BC spies a door with an armed guard in front of it. That looks promising. Got to get close enough to read. Can I help you? The guard challenges BC. Sure, they just paged me, Bernard Campion. I'm looking for the bridge, he explains. You found it, see? The guard moves aside so BC can read bridge on the door in block letters. So you're Father Bernard Campion?
Yes.
He steps even further aside, nods towards the door. Go ahead in.
Thanks.
BC looks for but doesn't see door controls. He turns to the guard, nearly bumps into him as the guard leans forward to press on a small, unmarked panel in the wall next to the door. Sorry, BC apologizes. Not a problem. There you go, the guard says. The door slides open. BC steps through into a large open room with a low ceiling. BC can see out into deep space through windows that make up the upper half of the three walls he's facing. The lower halves of all three walls are lined with consoles, manned by bridge personnel. There's a bustle as people get up from their consoles, cross the room, and consult with each other. Compared to the Paladin, this is palatial. A large freestanding console dominates the center of the room. Two sections surround a chair in their center. A well-groomed UTZ captain gets up out of the chair and approaches BC. Father Bernard Campion? He asks.
Yes.
Pleased to meet you, he extends his right hand. I'm Taka Yamano, commander of Mission Alpha to Fortune Station. Welcome aboard my ship, Yamano says with a smile. I didn't know you'd be aboard, but there was a mad scramble to get off that old heap, huh?
Yeah, BC nods. He starts, I hope that's okay.
Not a problem, he says. I was briefed on all aspects of Fortune Station before we came out here. Guess you did the initial legwork for us, huh?
You could say that.
And you did. Not quite how I would have put it.
Good work. They never expected us. And with their old leader dead and you as their absentee leader? That was a stroke of pure genius, by the way, Father. Well, we just came in, herded them up, sent them home, and took over. You made it too easy for us. Good work.
He seems pretty happy about it. I feel like shit. I set the cult up and I didn't even know it. Didn't even think about it. I used to be able to see this kind of thing before it happened. I used to know how devious minds operated. I was one. I am one, damn it. Just out of practice, maybe. When BC doesn't answer, Yamano continues. I just found out you were on board and I wanted to meet you. We've been recalled to the moon. Thought you might like to join us on the bridge for the trip. Guess impressing this guy has its privileges.
Sure. I was heading to the moon anyway, or trying to, when the UIN attacked and drove us out here.
BC wonders why he's nervous. Almost stammering. Get it together.
I want to go to the moon, BC tells him, assuredly.
Oh, I don't know if you really want to go there right now.
The attack on us out at Fortune was a side action. The UIN is hitting the moon and Earth both pretty hard right now, and hitting some orbitals, too. The UTZ is calling back all ships, even those like us engaged in combat already. Not a good sign, Yamato cautions. They haven't attacked us in a while, BC thinks out loud. Yep. Saving up to buy us all a nice Christmas present. Merry fucking Christmas. Oh, sorry, Father.
Don't be. Merry fucking Christmas indeed, Captain Yamato. BC agrees.
That was Chapter 29 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Oh, BC getting called up to the bridge. And turns out he's heading back to the moon. Captain Yamato seems to be a fan, so that's a good thing. Merry fucking Christmas. A Christmas attack by the UIN underway, and BC is heading back to the moon on a troop transport, but now he's on the bridge. We'll pick things up there in Chapter 30 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition. A little more of the special voice cameo in there from Paul E. Cooley, the author of the Black series and the Derelict series, and a very special voice cameo in this episode as Drex the pilot. Just a couple lines here. But my thanks once again to Paul for being one of the participants, for being one of my cameo voices in this special edition of Vatican Assassin. A reminder, the new Alibi Jones collection is out. That is The Adventures of Alibi Jones, The Chronological Omnibus. Just $4.99 for the ebook, $24.95 for the paperback. Every adventure published to date with Alibi Jones in his chronology's order. So that is out now. Paperback and ebook through Amazon.com. And if you want to help support this podcast, please go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio or go to Glow in the Dark Radio and click on the Patreon links and pledge at one of the membership levels, $2, $5, or $10 a month to help support the podcast and my science fiction efforts. That is all for this time. I am your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2021 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.